This is 4 Network.
This is Sex Rated.
Hi, and welcome to episode 4 of the Sex Rated podcast with me, Lynn Hogan.
And me, Lisa Haig.
Right, now, last week on the show, before we get any further with today's podcast, we have to address something that you said last week. Listen to this.
But next week I'm doing it naked, John.
Oh! Yes.
The whole show is going to be
yes.
naked.
Are you?
Yes.
John was very excited there.
Are you?
Bearing in mind, producer John is the quietest man on the planet.
Exactly.
He was like, are you?
He just about had a heart attack with you saying that. And you're not naked. You've got your clothes on, you're fully clothed. So what's the crack here? Are you going to do it naked?
You
or is
never.
This just the Lisa chat, like, oh, I'm going to do this. Oh, I've been whipped before. Oh, I can get this done.
No, I'm going to do it. No, I'm going to do it.
Shut up.
Right, hang tight. Titties are coming out.
Oh, shut up. What are you? She's. Where are you going?
It's off skin.
Oh my God! The bra, John!
I can't look.
Oh my goodness! The bra's actually come off. Hold on, wait. Because people won't believe that you have stripped off in the studio for Sex Rated podcast. I'm taking a photo.
Oh, let me get Mary to cover my handles. No one's
going to
open this door, are they?
Bloody hope not. There's a guy walking past the studio, just like, what the fuck is going on in there? Right,
I can
good.
Put my jacket on and be braless.
Yeah, put your right. Stay with your bra off. Okay. That's a good look. Put the
Thank
blazer
you.
Back on.
Thank you.
That's a very good look, Lisa. You look very sexy. You've got a body to be proud of.
I can't handle this.
John doesn't know whether to have a heart attack or shoot his load, Lisa. He's having a meltdown here.
Lynn, you are filthy. You are absolutely disgusting. Oh,
right, this is a good look. Blazer.
Jugsuit.
Good look. Chris is a lucky man.
Well, jugs are going back before Swinger comes in, that's for sure.
Oh, well, yeah, so we do have a Swinger coming on today, which we're going to get into very soon. We're quite excited about this. We've got loads of questions. I'd imagine loads of people have been thinking about what the heck a Swinger is all about and why they do it. But first of all, we do this every week. How's your sex life been this week, Lisa?
Oh, Doc. Well, I've been in bed for 2 days because I cricked my neck and my back. Because I've always got something, a runny nose or a...
You sent me a video. Can I repeat this?
Let me read it first.
Slept on my cunting hood.
That's disgusting.
And here we go.
I went to bed in full shebang last night. Slept on my hood funny. Quick neck duck. Ooh, too many layers.
And I got a strap on, so to speak.
Is that how it happened?
I got a strap on my neck. And it's like this plaster thing. And it did all right, to be fair. But for 2 days, Lynn, I was out of bounds, and I don't like being out of bounds. I am a busy woman. I've got shit to do. Mm-hmm. But my day was between being in a bath and then being naked in bed. Oh. And Como's little eyes are luring on me like I were a wounded little animal. And he's looking at me thinking, you're warm and you're naked all the time. And I'm thinking,
I'm on there.
Back off. My back and my neck are in bits.
That's the start of a song.
What is?
My neck, my back.
Like, lick
my pussy and my crack.
Yeah, I knew you'd say it.
Lick my top and send my crack. It's your version. That's the Lisa version.
This is why. You know that song there? That's why I don't talk rude in bed. I don't do dirty chat in bed. Because, you know, if I did, that's how it'd go. I'd be like, yeah, lick my neck, my back, lick my just like that.
That's actually what I would be. That sounds quite sexy, though, the way you did that.
Thanks, Lynn. If we were together, I'd make you so happy.
That's it. We're leaving our partner.
With my strap on.
My sex life has not really been great because it's time of the month. But this weekend, I am off ski for a wee... I was going to say dirty weekend away, but you know what it's like when you've got kids and you eventually get that one night away? You just want to sleep. You're knackered.
Oh, yeah. And there's a bit of pressure on a night away.
Exactly.
You're expected to, you know, shave it, wash your feet.
Well, I'm going to have to. I'm going to go all out, shave everything, do a bit of fake tanning. I've got underwear. Nice underwear. Ooh. Not just any old crap from the drawer. This is new underwear.
crap from the drawer. Yeah. Well, speaking of crap from the drawer, guess what I'm going to do this week? And this is amazing. Every woman that's listening will be envious of what I'm going to do.
What?
I've got two drawers full of underwear and I'm putting them in the bin and I'm buying myself all new undercrackers. George Asda is not going to know what's fucking at it because I'm going in with a full purse
and a credit card. I'm here.
But I'm going to get myself some nice stuff as well.
Nice.
This podcast is making me feel like I should.
Yeah.
What do you mean, yeah?
I just saw your fucking bra there. No, honestly, I know what you mean. You feel like, I'm letting myself down in the underwear department. I've got the same bra. I paid a lot of money for this bra.
Let's have a look. Oh, that's nice.
Now, I got this from a shop, a nice actual proper bra shop where you get fitted. And it was 70 quid.
It's steep, but you've got big titties,
Joe. I know. Well, I was like, oh, I'm not paying that. But then I thought, do you know what? I go into George and Primark and all these places and buy bras like 12, 15 quid and they're all crap. After about 2 or 3 weeks, I'm like, oh, it doesn't fit me. And it digs in, the underwire breaks. So yeah, I'll be taking some nice underwear. We're probably going to have a lot to drink and we'll probably just go back to the room and can fall asleep. You know how it goes.
Well, at least do something just so we've got some ammo for next week.
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try and bring back some gossip next week.
Bum sex!
Fucking no bum sex. Don't even dare suggest that to Sam. That's all he'll go on about. God. So this week on Sex Rated, we are going to be talking about swinging.
Rude, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I've got different views on swinging. I think that it's something that maybe would spice up your sex life.
Spice it up? Jeez.
People do it for that reason, though, I think, because maybe if your sex life is getting a bit stale, people look at that, because obviously swinging is just swapping partners.
I think it's a risky little game, Linda.
It could be, but did I tell you about the time where I met a swinger?
No.
In Glasgow once, I was in the noodle bar. It was so fucking random, but it was after a night out, and I met a girl in the queue, and we were chatting away, and she asked where I'd been. I said I'd been at a gig, and my husband was just around the corner getting a kebab. I was getting noodles, and she said she's a swinger, and she'd just been to a swing club in Glasgow.
Shut up. There's one in Glasgow. We
Seriously,
should go.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go again. Add it to the list. Oh, we're already going to the strippers. We're going to go to the dungeon with the dominatrix, and now we're going to a swingers club. But yeah, she said that her and her husband go all the time. They're members of it. And her husband came over and they were such a, I don't mean this in a bad way, but like a normal couple.
Were they good looking?
Yeah, they were. They were a normal, nice couple who were probably late 30s maybe. And they told me the name of it and said to me, honestly, go and look it up just now. I put it in my phone. It was a club and they went. And after it, my husband and I chatted about it that night. We're like,
shut up.
No, we didn't say we were going to go, but we chatted about it and said, do you think you would like that? And we both went, maybe. But then we were like, can you imagine when the swap happens? You'd be like, get off him.
So what you're thinking is the all right bit, the bit where you walk in and you just have a drink at the bar. We thought it sounds a lovely night.
It sounds like a nice night.
You can just go back to Noodle Bar and get your tea, babe. You know.
But I just thought it might, I think, you know, when you're in the bedroom and you're like, oh, you say things and you do things and have these kind of fantasy things that go on and it makes the bedroom a wee bit more exciting. The thought of swinging, you're like, oh, that'll spice it up. But actually, when you think about it seriously and put yourself in that position of when it comes to swapping partners, I think jealousy would kick in.
I think that you could swing because you are open-minded and not super serious. I think that you could get your head round it of going, this is just fun sex.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think if Sam got tuck in a room and you got tuck in a room and you both got pumped and then you both come out,
yeah.
I think, but you know, I don't know as you could watch Sam pumping somebody else.
Well, I didn't. I mean,
what if she blows him better than you blow
him? Well, exactly. Ooh. She fucking wouldn't, though. That's the thing. Not a chance.
You see, I would be extremely nervous that somebody could do
it. Is that what happens? Do they get taken into different rooms? I assumed that swinging was you're all in the same bed and you just like
roll about.
Yeah, and you just jump on each other's partners and do it, and then
sounds
that's
messy.
It. Thought you're all in the same room.
You're going to get slapped with a sack, and you're not going to know whose sack you got slapped with. There's going to be a rogue finger go up your arse. You're not going to know what's happening. It makes me. I like being in control, and you know, even feeling drunk makes me clam because I think, oh, I'm not in control. Fingers flying about. Jeez, man.
It's a, like, we're talking about swinging today, and I think it's good because we do have a swinger coming in, but we've got no idea. We know but we don't know what he looks like or how old he is. Now, I think we have got our own kind of perceptions on what swinging is. And actually, to be fair, I don't think any of us have a fucking clue what it actually is. We know that you swap partners, but how does it actually work?
I can guess what this guy looks like.
Okay.
He's going to be 45 to 55. He's going to have a little bit of a beer gut. I bet he's got belly hair.
Oh.
Nice. And his name's going to be Kevin. Kevin the swinger. And, of course, silly Kev's going to be sat on my side and you're going to be away from him.
He might be wanting to have a wee swing sesh with you.
Put my finger in his belly button, see if that makes him uncomfortable.
All right, let's get him in. So please welcome to the Sex Rated podcast, our swinger, Ryan. And Lisa, does he look anything like what you just described?
No. I mean,
the opposite.
You are a good-looking man. I'm going to give it to you. Don't want to put you under any pressure.
She's already getting
tongue-twisted. And
calm down, hen. Calm down.
Take your time.
I'm not a swinger. I don't want to swing. I'm a mother.
Mothers can be swingers too.
Do you know my mother? She might be.
She's talking about you.
Yeah, but I'm thinking about my mother.
We want to find out, first of all, about swinging, how you got into it and what is it for anybody that doesn't know.
Are you even a swinger? You look too young to be a swinger.
Nah, I'm definitely a swinger. I mean, I'm fresh into it. I only really started early in the year. I was introduced into it by my girlfriend. She used to do it in our last relationship. And you know, we talked about it and how I'd feel about it. And I was quite, you know, I've got an open mind about everything. But I was like, you know what, we trust each other a lot. So I was like, why not? Fuck it, let's get a go. But I think the main one is just, you know, what she advised me was you need to go in with an open mind, put all emotions aside. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just fun. At the end of the day, it's not going to be like the sex we have, which is obviously, you know, we love each other. But with these guys, it's just filthy sex.
How do you go about it? Do you go to a club? Do you do it at home? How does this happen?
You don't get people in your house, do you?
Well, actually, there's a website called fabswingers.com, so that's where we were on.
Get the phones out.
Write that down.
You do need to pay for it, though. You do need to pay to be a member. So you can put your phone down.
How much is it?
Oh, I don't know. Anna paid for it, so
right,
yeah.
Okay.
In fact, no, she never, because she was already a member. So
that's handy, isn't it? If you know somebody and they've already got the membership.
And another thing as well, which kind of had my eyes open, was the couples that they were swinging with in the last relationship. I was like, Jesus.
What does that mean? Good?
Oh, aye, really good. I mean, they're smoking hot.
I mean, do you go for a certain type of couple, or would you just
so
go
the way
for
it
anybody?
Works? The way it works is when you're on Fab Swingers, I mean, treat it like an Instagram for couples, except you don't have face shots. It's pretty much just body shots.
Oh,
and it doesn't need to be like, you know, exposing yourself. It can, for us, it's just in our underwear. But then, if you like the look of them, then you message them saying, "Hey, we like the look. Can you send over a picture of what he's look like?" And then that's for the decider for you, you know, if you're keen on them or not. So, I mean, you know, we've seen some couples that look really nice, but then we've got pictures of them, we're like, not so much. We've actually got our own, sorry, that sounds weird, we've got our own go-to couple now that we met on Fab Swingers. It's actually the only couple we've met off Fab Swingers. And we're actually really good mates with them now. Sometimes we just hang out with them, nothing happens. Other times we go around and...
Is you know, that what you dirty. Do before you actually swing with people? Do you have to meet them for a date?
We meet them for a drink. We go for a drink, you know, get a wee bit loosey-goosey and get to know them a bit. And then before you know it, if they like them, we'll be like, fancy coming over.
Lisa, what are you covering your eyes for?
Because can you imagine the going out for the drink bit? You know, just chatting, thinking.
Knowing what's going to happen later on.
I can't deal with
that. Do you know
what?
It would be nerve-wracking. It would be like going on a first date with somebody, but weirdly, you'd be with your other half, but you're going on a first date with another couple. Do you get nervous?
Nah. I just couldn't get over how smoking she was, and I couldn't wait to take her back.
You see, I'd hate that. I'd hate that instantly. I'd be like, "See, I don't want Como. You've not got it too bad, duck."
I'm instantly jealous. I'm like, yeah. "No, that would really."
But see, this is where the trust thing comes in. I mean, it's not for everyone. Jealousy will come into it, but for us, it's like, well, I think the easy part is that my girlfriend, she's bisexual, so 9 times out of 10, she'll see attractive women in the street and find them before I do. So, I mean, that's half the battle. She'll be like, oh, look at the arse on her. And I'll be like, ah, she actually has got a slamming arse. You know what I mean? So she's picking these couples at... And I'm just like, yeah, they're really nice, let's meet up with them.
But she has so, sex with the other man as well? She'll take a bit of that as well?
Aye, well, sometimes just, aye, pretty much.
You know when you see another man's willy, if he's got a bigger willy than you, do you think...
You're not thinking about that.
You're not? You don't look at that and think, ooh.
Nah, you're not thinking about that. You're both just there for the fun. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to get it up, because you'd be too... You'd be too nervous.
You'd be comparing it.
And then at that point, what are you going to do? Just let him smash both of them in and you stand and sit in the corner with a wee cup of tea.
And a biscuit. Nice.
I'm not joking. Any occasion I can have a brew, I'd have one.
Well, I mean, you can take a half-time break if you want.
Yeah, but I've also never watched porn, so watching it in real life as somebody getting absolutely nailed would probably not be my thing. But... So me and Lynn have got it in our heads, right, that you all get in one big bed together.
Well, that's what I think. I think that when you're swinging, you are in one bed, but you kind of, like, just swap over. So you would go with the other girl and your partner would go with the guy. Or do you go to separate rooms?
So the way it started first time, we met them for drinks. Then, I mean, we had 2 drinks. We were like, he's about to come back because, I mean, we're getting on really well anyway.
Oh, God.
We were very similar. Like, it was quite weird to meet another couple who were very much in the same boat as us. So we clicked. And then when we got back home, it was just in the living room. Luckily, I've got proper good shagging sofas, so...
What's a good shagging sofa?
Just, big L-shaped sofas. Those ones tend to be pretty good because you've got a lot of space to, you know, move about on.
Lisa is about to collapse here right now.
What else? But then we did actually... So it got to a point where I took his girlfriend to the room and they stayed in the living room. Yeah, I mean, you can decide to go in separate rooms, but it tends to always start, you know, in the same room and then see where it goes from there. Sometimes you never go from the same... You never move away from the same room. You just
I'd be a same roomer.
I'd quite like to be in the same
room. It's definitely better, because then it's a bit... It's a turn-on to see... Well,
maybe not for me, then. Don't know. You roll around the garden on my own.
I don't think it would work that well. I mean, if the women weren't at least bisexual and wouldn't at least have a bit of fun with each other, I think it wouldn't really work that
way. Yeah, it'd be a bit awkward.
All you're doing then is swapping, you know what I mean? But then for them,
would you do anything with the other man?
Nah, no way.
Tickle his tatus?
No.
Oh, right. See, so
danger.
Your other half's bisexual, so she'll get involved with the other girl, but you're like that, nae chance am I going near the man.
Nah, nae danger, that's happening.
And do you have to specify that in the rules while you're having your drinking? You know, like, just don't touch my cock pole, will you?
I think we gather from the very beginning that we're no into each other. You know, I didn't need to say to him, right, mate, didn't touch my dick.
Do you know what
I said? It's no something I say to guys, even though I know they're straight. You know what, mate, if you see my dick, didn't touch it.
Just stay away.
I just think,
do you have a certain code chat in the swingers world?
Well, that's a good question. Good question, Lynn.
Nah, but what's interesting was we actually went to his 30th just last month or a couple months ago. And of course, we know, you know, like how we know each other, but no one else knew, and his family's there, his best mates. Except for her best mate, she's the only one out of all of them that knew. So, you know, like, normally when we meet or go to a couple, like, even if we're just chilling out together, we'll sometimes, like, still flirt with each other casually, but nothing will happen. But when we're at that 30th, it was very much like... hush, hush. So there was times, you know, when she'd walk past me and she'd, like, you know, grab my ass or, like, grab my hand or something. I just said it as a little key, but no one knew.
People would
so
be
like,
so
it's quite what? Like a... It's like this... just a little secret that no one knew about.
Yeah.
It's quite... I don't know.
It's like a dirty little secret that all you know about. And everybody's like, what the fuck? She's almost...
But there's no, like, secret sort of code chat. No.
And are you involved? Because you said that you're on the thing online. Is there a swingers club that you go to? Because there's... Well, there's quite a few.
We've not done a club yet, and I say yet because, you know, we've thought about the idea, but I have been invited by a mate down in London to go to his. Like, he organises sex parties, and I suggested to him, well, I asked her if she would want to go, but the only downfall with that is he doesn't let you see who's going out to the party. So, you know, you didn't want to end up going to a party, and then no one is to your fancy when you get there. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, again, what are you going to do? Just sit in the corner. So
with your tea.
Aye, with your tea. Back to your tea and your biscuits. Whereas that fab swinger is good because you can see what they actually look like. You can get exchange pictures and then you can agree. Whereas with that, it was very much just like turn up and then you
let
see who's
happen.
There. Yeah, a bitch, isn't it?
When
really
you say
great.
Sex party, is that still you and your other half with another couple or is this...
No, that'll be a group. That'll be... Last time I met, I seen him, he had 40 people in his
40
house.
40 people?
And it's not a very big house. And it's actually an Airbnb. So it was really interesting. He was telling us a story where he had a guest, obviously in his spare room, it's because it was an Airbnb, and he had to explain to the guy, I was like, look, mate, there's going to be a party happening here tonight. I'm quite happy to pay for a hotel room for you to stay there. I was like, nah, I'm in the mood for partying. This guy was from Norway. And he was like, I don't think you actually realise what kind of party I mean. He was like, there's going to be a lot of fucking. And he was like, right, okay. He decided not to go for the hotel and he was literally just walking around the house where it's like,
It was hard on.
He was just sitting walking around, like, as everybody was looking, there was just fucking and sucking and all sorts going on. His room actually got taken over by couples, so, you know, like, he couldn't even go in his room to, like,
this
keep himself
mental.
Away. It was everywhere he went, there was bobbing.
Honestly,
everywhere.
I can't.
I thought that story was hilarious.
This, Lisa, I mean, look.
And that was his first experience in Scotland as well, the UK, sorry. So
the,
I mean,
the first thing I have to say to you, Ryan, is that Lisa doesn't like the word pussy, so she's already having a meltdown.
I didn't say.
She used
vagina.
The word,
she, sorry.
No, she says tuppence.
Right, okay, well, you'll no hear that for me.
There'll be a lot of tuppence everywhere for you, Lisa. But that sounds like the most mental thing ever. A sex party and just people shagging everywhere.
He says it lasted for 14 hours.
These people obviously don't have
fucking
kids.
Oh, he was so, when he was telling us, he was actually in agony.
Jesus,
like,
have I died?
He was... Are we still game quote there?
Did you know that?
I've watched that to the death, seriously.
Oh, wait, I watch it every night before bed. A bit of still game.
Stop trying to turn this into a nice
anyway,
before
this is
bed
about, this
podcast.
This is about swinging.
Oh,
no
see,
still game.
Have a cup of tea. Oh, a wee biscuit and duck. Right, Lisa, stop it. We're talking
right.
about
I already
swinging
feel
here.
Like I've got to know you a bit better, and I definitely think you're not a swinger after, you know, so many cups
I
of tea.
I could swing.
And...
Oh, here we go.
I could swing. John, I could swing. Here. I could swing.
Aye, fair. A tree?
I'm going to swing.
Here we go.
I'm going to swing.
I could swing. I could do this every week. Every week, Ryan, she's trying to up her game with stuff.
Do you think you'd be nervous?
No.
Do you think that Chris, your other half, Chris Commons, would he swing?
He would. I don't know him, but I know he would. If you suggest it to him, he'd be like, fucking
he
right.
He wouldn't swing, dog. He'd swing from a tree by his neck rather than do that.
He'd swing him by the neck if he agreed. Didn't he ask him that question for a test? Just didn't he do that to him, eh?
I might ring him. No, let's...
Oh, God, don't. I'm not getting involved in a domestic on this podcast.
Do you have to wear a condom? That's a great question.
Actually, well, I mean, with them, because that was their first time swinging, and to cut the story short, we had already been tested when we started going like together and stuff. So like we actually agreed with them, was like, "Deez, what do you use a condom?" Because we know we're clear anyway. And they was like, "Nah." So we were happy with that.
Okay, so just a verbal agreement before.
Aye.
I mean, so Ryan, I taught sex education.
Oh, I know how it works. Yeah.
Here we go.
What about the risk of pregnancy? Look at Lynn, here we go. And I know this is all going to get edited out.
Well, I
Lucy
do
John's
agree. Is there
it.
Any, I mean, what about the pregnancy thing?
Yeah.
Do you pull out? Oh, that doesn't work, that method.
Well, no, it doesn't work, Lynn, you fool.
It's working for me
work.
Just now.
Well,
that's why she's got kids. They tried it several times. And every time it failed.
No, you don't. You do not pull out as... a precaution.
You just make a little decoration on their face, that's it.
Oh my goodness.
Would you, do you ever do swinging on your own? Do you ever go and like with another couple, but just you without your other half? Because you know how that's a kind of thing, like getting people
nah,
to watch.
I mean, she was actually on holiday at one point, and I was kind of, I'd met that, like a couple that we go to, and I was just chilling with them, but I'd made sure that she was all right with that. But nothing happened. But you know, when we first met that couple, we were saying we kind of put rules on the table. It was kind of like, you know, no talking to our girlfriends behind our backs type thing. You know, if there's
we made
a group chat with each other, so any chat that's going on, we can all see.
I like that.
If there's if we're going to meet, it's going to be together. If we're going to have sex with each other in different rooms, you know, we need to agree with that. You know, so there was no sort of like going behind each other's back type thing. It was all pretty much mutually agreed on, and yeah.
And do you ever get scared that maybe one day with the swinging, like you said, you like this other girl? Do you ever get scared that you might have sex with somebody else and that you love somebody else, or that you want to be with them instead of your current girlfriend?
Nah. Again, it's you're meeting them just for pleasure, so you're not really going there to, you know, find love. You're going there to just
spice up your sex life.
Aye. So you didn't really. You're not going in with that head. I think it's different when you're going to meet someone for that reason. Then you know you're trying to find that. Whereas with this, it's you're just there for sex and fun. So it's
how old are you, Ryan?
26.
26. So you are pretty much just shy 10 years younger than me and you, Lynn. Do you fear that if you're doing this now, you know, as a spice, bit of fun, inject the fun into it, that where will you go after that?
What's
like,
next?
Like, literally, if I wanted to spice up my shit, after I could do a fair amount of stuff.
Swinging might get a bit like, oh, we need to go a wee bit further. So where do you go, or do you just keep swinging?
Dogging. You go to dogging.
Have you been dogging?
We've done it. We pretty much fucked on a public beach where there was no... It was like pretty much in the open, and there was a hotel that could literally look right down and see us. I don't know why we decided to fucking that spot, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. So we've done dogging already. Done that a couple of times.
Your face. Is that so? You have is that your thing? Sex in public?
Nah, it was just that time when we were just super horny, and I was like, fucking, just let's find a spot on this beach and do it.
Yeah, I find that when I'm away, very regular, Ryan. I'll be sat there and I say, you know what? Fuck it.
Right here in the post office.
Come on, with the dude. Yeah, while I'm posting the candles.
First class, please.
From the back, if you will. Do you know what?
Special delivery.
So, Ryan, when's the next night? When have you got a wee swing session lined up?
We've been looking recently, but there just doesn't seem to be any talent on this Fab
Lisa?
Swingers now.
You and Como, you're
in. I'm going to be in. Could me and Lingo on as a partnership?
You could.
Why are you laughing at that?
Be with another woman?
I think you.
No, yeah, me and you together.
We could.
I don't mean we've got to do stuff, I just mean we'd turn up to the party together.
What, and we're not going to do anything? We're just going to go...
You seem disappointed.
Bearing in mind, I've had Nate up on for the first 10 minutes of this podcast, so she's seen, and clearly she likes. There's a lot there.
Amen.
But I meant, could we come together to the party if there was one?
But wait, you can't just go to a swingers party and not fucking do anything. What are you going to do, sit and drink your cup of tea and eat your Turok tea cake?
I could offer snacks.
What does your family think about this? I was going to say, do they know? Well, they're going to know after this.
With my mum being lesbian, you know, she's very... Me and mum's relationship is very open, so it's like talking to yous right now. Mm-hmm. It's very open, so my mum's got a few stories of herself, and... but what was it? Where was I going with that?
You were going with...
My mum and her girlfriend, they don't really understand it, and they think that it's just... It could potentially damage our relationship. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we've explained to them that we love each other, we completely trust each other. So I think that's what you need before you can even consider doing something like that. I mean, if you have any sort of like trust issues, even just the slightest, then it's already going to shit. You need to have like, everything needs to be on the table. So like with me and Anna, it pretty much is. So that's why I think we're pretty much comfortable with doing it. And again, we just leave all emotions at the side, so.
And it just
happens.
I've got a funny swinging story. Obviously not my own, but I've still got a funny swinging story. You want it?
Yeah.
Yep.
Right. Of course.
So there's a couple that we used to knock about with at home. I'll change his name.
John.
Right.
Sorry, John.
So anyway, John decides that him and his wife are going to start swinging. Now, we're from a very small town, so this was big, big, big news. So they decide they're going to go to London to this swinging venue, and it's a fancy dress party. Now, his missus, to be fair, good looking. The guy, like, all right, it's all right. So she got dressed up in like a big cloud bottom and like a little bra top as if she were like Cupid. Mm-hmm. Looked quite cute. Mm. I saw the pictures of it. Nice. The guy didn't quite get the gist of the fancy dress and he turned up as a werewolf, right? He got big furry hands and then big furry slipper feet. Right? Nobody had sex with my mate, the guy, but eight men pumped his wife.
Oh my God.
And he told us this
story. So what did he do then? Like, what
did he just watch?
Did he just watch? And that
see,
weird
to be fair, some guys are into that though.
But he weren't, Ducky. He wanted some...
He wanted some action. Some
pussy. He wanted that. Oh,
and instead he got Pam.
Thank
well
you.
And her five and sisters.
So he was there, like roaring around with his big outfit on. And she's there getting shafted.
By eight guys.
By eight guys. So when he came round and he said open...
All at the same time?
Story, No. She was a lady. She took them one at a time.
Oh, right, nice. Okay.
In an orderly fashion. But I just thought that is the funniest story. And then now he's got his act together. And now he goes as like a fireman or something, a bit sexy.
Oh my God.
It's a great story.
I would have loved to have been a fly in the wall to see his face as like a cube is just pumping his missus one after one. And he's just like, you know that song that's like, hello darkness, my old friend? That's playing. He's in the corner just depressed as fuck.
That's off the Trolls film. I know that one.
Bringing it right back down to Lisa.
It's like an Aldi checkout with his missus.
So, you, Ryan.
What's next, Ryan, for the world of swinging? What have you got planned? What are you doing at the weekend? Not asking for me, obviously.
There's nothing on our books of swinging as of yet, but we have been looking.
Why don't you start your own swinging company? FunkySwingers.com.
Oh!
FunkySwingers.com.
Well, I'm going for Funky Pigeon, but...
I think that's a rip-off of Funky Pigeon.
I don't know how well that would go.
There's a little bit of copyright in there, Ryan, if you're going to go with it.
I like it, Lisa, but it's a rip-off. Thank you, Ryan.
Aye, no problem at
Thanks
all.
Thanks for coming in. You've honestly... This has been an eye-opener. Lisa's going to have a fucking lie down after this. I can see it in her face. She's having a meltdown inside. This is her
I
usual...
I think she's having a think-through of like what she's having for kinky.
Do you know me and Chris went out on these swinging things? I'm pretty sure the guy would go, do you know what? I'd like to take her out for a drink just for a good time. I'm just not bothered about pumping her. I feel like I'm funny. That's my thing. Maybe like being good in bed is your thing and we'll find your thing one day, Lynn. But I think that I'm funny and I can make a really good poached egg.
Oh, fucking hell.
If we met you for the swingers and I said...
I can make a good poached egg.
If you slept over, at least you know you're going to get a good feed. Because I could... I did once 14 poached eggs in a pan at a party. It weren't a swingers party, it was just a sleepover. Nobody had sex, it was just very boring.
Lisa!
This is a wild party.
I did 14 poached eggs.
Last week you turned the chat into Hoovers with Sage and you started talking about the mini cucumbers you can get in Aldi and now you're talking about making 14 poached fucking eggs at a party, not even a swingers party. Stop!
This is a sex-rated
podcast. Nobody wants to know about your bloody poached eggs.
There are people listening to this.
This is the MasterChef.
There's women out there, Lynn, that make one egg and it's overdone. No.
Listen.
14
of them. That's just not
I want to see
it?
A video of you making 14 poached eggs this week. And I want it live. I don't want any
naked
bullshit.
With a finger on my arse. Ryan, stick a finger on my arse for the love of God.
I'll get my wolf glove on.
I'll have a shave. It's going to be great. We're going to love it.
Ryan, thank you so much for coming in.
No problem.
It's certainly been an eye-opener.
Been an interesting Thursday, that's
Lisa,
for sure.
Lisa's going to have to go outside and have a wee lie down on the couch for a wee half hour because she's getting herself all excited now. But thank you, Ryan. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem at all.
You've got an OnlyFans page.
I do have an OnlyFans page, yeah.
What is it? Tell us.
So it's Ryan_Yule. That's my OnlyFans page. So onlyfans.com/Ryan_Yule.
What are OnlyFans getting on that page?
Well, you'll just need to subscribe and find
it. Oh, tease!
How much are you charging? Are you like a £3.70 or a £33?
I'm actually $15 because I put everything on there.
What does that
everything
mean? Everything you've got goes on.
Well, a lot of people do PTVs, which is, you know, you need to pay to get that, unlock that video or that picture, whereas pretty much everything goes in mine.
Can we have a look at some of your bits on your phone?
You've got to pay, Lisa, I just said that.
Yeah, let me have a look. I mean, I'm...
Sure?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I want to see. But thank you. We'll finish up here and we'll go and have a look at this. Thank you, Ryan, for coming in.
Right, okay.
Lisa.
What?
Thoughts on Ryan, our swinger guest.
Ryan is definitely our filthiest guest that we've had in so far. And you know what? He was, I mean, I'm still red, still a bit blushing, but it was his terminology, Lynn, that I'm not going to say struggled, but I found astonishing.
No filter.
No, he were like, you know, yeah, fucking and
pussy and this and yeah, that. Yeah, like, oh, come. Yeah, just no filter, just so open-minded, doesn't care what anybody thinks, quite happy to talk about everything that he gets up to, and fair dues to him.
I was going to say, what we've got to say is fair play, because he likes what he's doing, he's enjoying doing it. I'll tell you the bit that I find great is you can look at the people who you're going to swing with. I thought that was really interesting when he said that, because I always imagine if you went somewhere and was swinging, I didn't even know such a thing was available as swiping along, but you could get in a room full of people that you think, these guys are gross, These aren't for me, and then are you trapped in that environment?
Yeah.
And me being frugal, if I've paid 25 quid to get in, I've got to go through with it.
No.
You've just got to get in there for your £25.
Guys that you're not attracted to, if you went to one of these club things and you weren't attracted, I think you could be like, look, nah. But I know what you mean. You'd almost feel like you had to go through
and you might
it.
Be disappointed. I mean, you shaved it, you put your perfume on.
I like the idea of being able to check them out first.
I do.
That's good. And also, I love the fact that Ryan said a few times him and his other half have trust. They properly trust each other, and it's like they have a sex life which is totally different. There's love there, and he says when they do this with the other couple, their go-to couple, it's just fun. It's just sex and fun and filth, was his words.
He needs a board game. He needs a dominoes, a Scrabble. I did suggest to him dominoes, but he said naked twister, and I have told him, because I'm very honest with people, and I've told him that he can't come to the party.
You did. You said to him on the way out there, you're not coming to the party that
the
we're
end
having.
Of season party, and he's not coming.
He's coming as my guest.
Just due to look at you mothering him.
He's going to come as my guest. He did say he would come, but
you're getting it
in a different way. No, he was really nice, and it was an eye opener, certainly.
And you know what? You need to put a face to the name. So have a look at him. Have a look at his Instagram, because I mean, he's gorgeous. He was a good looking boy, mm-hmm. really good looking. And I've had a little scroll on his Instagram, and he is a good looking guy. He's modelling. He's doing his thing. And at the end of the day, if he's happy. I do think he should be having safe sex, but that's me, mm-hmm. just being me. I think, you know, it's all fun and games till you've got clapping a pregnancy.
Yeah.
Nothing less fun than clapping a pregnancy. So I think we should end it on that. Say no to clap.
Would you, though, after... would you, after chatting to Ryan, would you like to try swinging, or are you still like, nah, not for me, duck?
Lynn, what do you think?
I think it's not for you, Lisa.
He looked at me and he said... You, did he say I wouldn't make a good swing? I thought, you know, I'd get to fuck Ryan. I'll show you. I'll swing round here like an orangutan.
I can't wait till he's scrolling next week to see what couples are available. And there's you and fucking Chris lying there like, oh, and you're like, I told you I'd be a swinger. I fucking told you, Ryan.
I'm so competitive. Yeah. You should see me at the Mum's Sports Day race. Why are you always like... And that's Sex Rated, and I'm Lise Hagen.
Yeah, just a reminder, this is Sex Rated. We did a poll, by the way. We're on Facebook, Sex Rated. We're on Twitter, at Sex Rated, and on Instagram, at Sex Rated Podcast. We did a poll. Would you consider swinging? Lisa, what do you think the results were for our little poll on Insta?
I think more said not than yes. I'm going to go 70-30.
Oh, very close. Ooh. 28% said yes, they would consider swinging, and 72% said not for me.
Sex Rated with Lisa Haig and Lynn Hogan. Real women talk real sex.
Every week on Sex Rated, we do the funny thing about sex, where we get to hear your funny sex stories. And today's is from Libby.
A friend of mine was getting on with her boyfriend, proper doggy style, when his dad walked into the bedroom without knocking. This caused her to roll off the bed and frantically try and grab any bits of clothing she could find to keep her modesty. While doing this, she let out huge repeated fanny farts that went on for what felt like minutes. His dad ran out the room and she died of actual embarrassment. When leaving, the boyfriend's mum shouted, "I told him to knock!" Needless to say, they split up a few days later and she couldn't look any of them in the eye ever again.
Oh. You know
we
what?
We are so cringing for this.
Do you know what?
Libby.
Fanny farting deserves its own show.
Yeah. I mean...
Fanny farting. I mean, I felt foul of a fanny fart before.
The thought of...
That's going to be that little emoji thing that we do every week. Ah! I fell foul to a fanny fart before. Because I have fallen foul. It don't mean it, does it?
Where?
I'm not saying I've got
like, does it just pop out now and again?
Well, have you had a fanny fart, Lynn?
Yeah, I can do it whenever.
What, like now? What, like on demand?
I could.
You can fanny fart on demand.
I don't want to start this on the book because then you're going to make me do it.
You can fanny fart. I can.
I can do it. Right, let's have a fanny fart show off then.
It always comes in a particular position, doggy style. And, you know...
It's not the nicest sound, is it? Yeah, it's like a... Yeah, it's just not... It's not attractive at all. And sometimes... I mean, sometimes...
Do you disregard it or do you... talk about it?
No, it's actually I think.
Or do you laugh about
guys
it?
Actually find it quite sexy.
No, they don't.
Some
Lynn.
Guys do.
I'm not having
John
it.
Shaking his head. He obviously doesn't.
Well,
some guys,
you know,
like
what?
It.
Do you know what, listeners? If anybody out there finds a fanny fart sexy, then please do get in touch and I will read out what you like about it, because there's nothing sexy about that. And I'll tell you what, when you've been with somebody for a long time, it's acceptable. You're going to take a fanny fart,
yeah,
along with any other sort of fart that might happen. But when you are having sex with somebody for the first time and a fanny fart pops out, you want to die.
Yeah.
So I get it. I mean, the fact that girl's dad...
Even the dad walking in when they're doing doggy style, that is just mortifying. That's a whole different story. But the fact she's standing up, having a meltdown, trying to get clothes, and then fanny farting, it's all coming out. He's just like, what do I do? And the mum's like, I told you to knock! Just nightmare situation. Nightmare.
You know, to say that I get, like, really embarrassed saying stuff, I say fanny fart dead easy.
You do, actually.
That's rolling off. Fanny fart.
You do.
Fanny fart.
You've found your thing that you like to say, fanny fart. You don't like the word pussy, but you like a fanny fart. You can get in touch and let us know your funny sex stories. Please do. You can do it, as always, start it with a friend of mine. Get involved on Instagram, Sex Rated Podcast. We're on Twitter at Sex Rated, or on Facebook, Sex Rated. Go find us, send us a wee message, and it could be you and your funny sex story next week.
I've just thought of something really good. You know, a bit like red lorry, yellow lorry. A fabulous friend of mine called Francis had a funny thought.
So that's just come to the end of episode 4. I hope you've enjoyed listening about swinging. Hope you've, learnt a few things today. Lisa, what have you learnt?
I've learnt that if you're going to have people around to swing, you should put a throw down. A hold down and a throw down.
And wipe up after it.
Yes, and you should really think about this thoroughly and make sure you're not going to be... Do you know what? Even when him saying to his partner, fucking hell, she's stunning. If you're thinking of swinging, get your guy to say that about one of your mates and see how it goes down.
Yeah.
Because I do think if you can cope with it, if it's your thing, you can do it, fair play.
I get what he was saying about the thing where you go in and you're just having a bit of filthy fun and then that's it. But yeah, I think the minute you hear your partner saying, oh, she's banging, it would make you feel a bit like, oh, calm down, what about me? And then you would start maybe comparing yourself to the other person. But I have learned, though, that it's not all just like middle-aged men and women in a club throwing keys into a bowl.
Yeah.
There's a lot of a process that goes into this. There's the checking them out and then doing a bit of chat and then meeting them for like an actual swingers date and then going, well, it are we going to do something? Are we going to not?
So. It is more organised than what I thought. And I honestly, I didn't think you really got a choice. I just thought you might be snogging somebody and then somebody comes from behind and takes you. I didn't think you got very much saying it. I would not like that.
It's your face anytime you've got... Your finger goes out and you do this weird, like, groping thing with your hands that's quite creepy, to be honest. And no, swinging is not that. Nobody's coming at you from behind and sticking fingers up you, Lisa. It's not like that. But yeah, I have learned a lot about today and hope you've enjoyed listening about swinging. And if you would like to rate us, that would be amazing. As always, 5 stars. You can get us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Deezer, Stitcher, other popular podcast providers. Every Monday, please rate us, and we'll be back next week with more Sex Rated.
This is 4 Network.